A wolf born in the Black River Falls area has been found dead in east central Indiana. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wolf specialist Adrian Weideman says it's the farthest movement south of a Wisconsin wolf they've ever recorded. Weideman says the wolf was tagged east of Black River Falls as a pup last summer. It was found in a soybean field in Randolph County, Indiana, southwest of Winchester.
Well, I suspect once they get out of heavily forested areas, they just keep traveling with the hope of encountering another area of forest somewhere down the road, and if they're not finding that, they just keep moving, and obviously it was going in the wrong direction.
Finding a wolf in Indiana was pretty big news for wildlife officials there as well. Lori Pruitt is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Bloomington, Indiana.
The last record of a wolf in the state of Indiana was in 1908, so quite unusual. we're pushing 100 years, so I guess it's not tremendously surprising to me in that as wolves' recovery proceeds in Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota, and numbers build somewhat, that there probably will be an occasional wolf.
Pruitt says the plan is to display the wolf's bones in an Indiana museum. While it's suspected the wolf may have died after being hit by a vehicle, experts are trying to determine for sure the cause of death. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.